2801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131.
Oh, hey.
Let's get down to some business, Hill.
This is Tom from Salt and Smoke.
Okay.
Have you been to the Hamptons? It's cool. Jay-Z and stuff.
That's right, that's right.
You got barbecue back there? And you didn't invite me? Hurt my feelings!
Salt and Smoke now also has happy hour with $2 shots and barbecue sliders from 9 to 11 or 12 p.m. post Meridian.
You said that with a straight face?
After Meridian.
Hey, Blues fans, catch the weekly Blues Report with my partner Kelly Chase, fueled by Petromart, on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Start all your pregame festivities at Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step.
What is it?
Day 13.
Life can be so sweet.
Day 13 of the bronchitis from hell.
Oh.
Yeah. I got your voice now.
In the shade with those blues on parade.
I got that Lou Rawls voice.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
You'll never find.
That was strangely arousing.
Crossover.
Well, I was hoping. I was hoping it would be.
I'll be rich.
I think he was talking about what Tim said.
You'll never find.
Gold up at my feet.
You'll never find.
On
the
sunny side of the street.
What was that song?
You'll never find another love like me.
What's the name of the song?
Miss My Lovin', I think.
You're gonna miss my lovin'. Well, there's another song.
Lady Love. Your love is peaceful as
the other thing I could do, is, as long as this wants to hang on like this, is in a world of greed and thievery, one man rises above it all. His name, Dan Strauss. I could do those trailers. Wonder how that started. In a world.
I don't know.
Wonder who started that.
Every guy I ever met at a radio station who had pipes like that always looked exactly the opposite of what you would think a guy like that would look like.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. No, exactly.
Skinny, 130 pounds, horn-rimmed glasses, these little tiny guys with these little squirrely heads. And they talk like this.
Squirrely heads. I don't know why, but for some reason you expect a guy with a voice like that to be a big guy.
Right.
And they're usually skinny. The big Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm.
Probably giant testicles. I don't know. But they're skinny. They're skinny and they have those voices. And you're absolutely right. And I know I told this not long ago. I'll give you the short version of it. I was in Columbia, South Carolina. That's where I went for basic training, Fort Jackson, for the Army. So in my downtime, I had just started to get in the radio business, sort of, on this same frequency, 590, when it was Worth Music 59, Avco Radio, WRTH. So I'm down in South Carolina, and I'm driving around, and I hear this guy. His name was like Gary Carlton or something. Gary Carlton, WSOST. And they played the jingle, and he'd come in and he played it. He's Michael Jackson, Rockin' Robin on WBA. And I thought, whoa, listen to this guy. This guy's unbelievable. So I drove to the station, and it was an AM/FM TV. I mean, it was a big megaplex. They had a TV station, they had AM/FM, and they had a security guard. I mean, that's how big a station it was. So I went up. And I told the guy that I was there for basic training, but that I had a part-time job in St. Louis at WRTH Avco Radio 50. That's probably the way I said it, too. And I said, this Gary Carlton, I said, I'd love to meet this guy. I mean, he sounded like a seasoned, veteran, top 40 rock guy. And the security guard couldn't have been saying, yeah, come on back. So he says, he's going to hit a commercial break here in a minute. I'll walk you in. So we go on break. I walk in. This kid is 16, and he's got zits all over his face. He's like a pimply face. Because I asked him, I said, how old are you? He said, I'm 16. And he said, hang on a minute. I got to take a break. Gary Carlton with you, WSL Bentley Radio, and the top 40 radio. Here's El John with his latest big hit. He goes, so what can I do for you? And I thought, wait, what? It's like you flipped a switch, and he put on this unbelievable voice. It was great, but I was disappointed. I was kind of crushed. So the moral is, don't ever meet the people you listen to, because they're never going to look like you think they look.
Oh, that happened to me at the Window World Trivia Night.
Oh.
When that lady, there was a lady that listened to us, and I said, hi, I'm Dan Strauss. No, you're not. You don't look anything like I thought you'd look.
And the way she said it wasn't a good way.
Oh, no.
It made you feel like, oh, man, yeah. I can tell she was wanting something better.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And women, especially, and don't anybody take this the wrong way, because there's no wrong way you should take this. This is a fact. Fatter women have the greatest voices. The heavier the woman. Look at opera singers. Most of the women that I've ever met or talked to, and you know how you'll talk to somebody on the phone, but you never met them, like she's at your insurance company. And then finally, one day, you go in and you go, oh, so you're Martha. And you try not to sound really shocked because Martha's 300 pounds. But boy, on the phone, what a voice. And I know I told you not long ago, my wife has a friend. The friend lives in California. She has a friend that my wife actually got to meet. She makes her living talking dirty on the phone. And she is a big old girl. She's huge. Man, I'll tell you, she's huge. And she's one of those 900 sex talkers, 900 number sex talking chicks. And she makes a lot of money. A lot of money. Because not only does...
Huh? Well, I mean, do people still do that nowadays?
Yes.
I mean, with
yes.
so much, I mean, you've yes. literally got so much porn at your fingertips.
No, because it's personalized. Like, if you call... And she says in that super hot voice, hey, big boy, what's your name? And you, Limey. And she goes, well, Limey. And you have a personal, like, what's your fantasy? What do you want me to say to you? What would you do if you were with me? That kind of thing. And she does this for a living. And if they ever met her, they would run. Because she's huge. But she said, it's not just the, you know, the so much per minute fee, which is outrageous. She has apparently a website, and she has a post office box, and these guys send her expensive gifts and gift cards and cash, and she said all the time.
Wow.
All the time.
What does she have?
They
on her,
feel like they, huh?
What does she have on her website?
I don't know. I forgot her name. I looked at it.
One of the.
It's just about call, you know, 900 whatever, yeah. and talk to me, but. She doesn't have her picture, because if she did, business would just drop right off.
One of the best videos ever. You know, I grew up in an age when I was a teenager when MTV got launched, and I used to watch videos all the time. And one of the best videos ever was a video made by Aerosmith, and I think the song was "Love in an Elevator." I could be wrong, but I think it was.
Good song.
Where there was a girl that was given phone sex during the video. And this kid is like, you know, really getting into it. This guy's really getting into it in the whole bit. And then at the end, you see who the woman really is talking to him on the phone. And it's this woman that's about 450 pounds, and she's ironing a shirt on an ironing board, and she's got like a kid under her left arm, and three other,
yeah,
and three other
exactly.
kids playing at her feet. It was just totally the opposite of what he thought it was.
and that's not to say that, you know, a slim woman couldn't have a good voice, but usually the most buttery, velvet, smooth voices come out of large women. I don't know why that is. I welcomed everybody.
I didn't. Oh, you did?
I have to do that. That's important. So,
okay.
Yeah. Here we go. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Abe Lincoln's birthday. This actually is his birthday. I know President's Day is next, but this is actually his birthday. And I know that because it's my brother's birthday. That's how I remembered that. And so welcome to the Abe Lincoln birthday.
Is Illinois, I guess Illinois celebrates Abe Lincoln's birthday.
So oh, I actually think somebody from there would have to call. I think they shut all kinds of stuff down today. Yeah. So welcome to the February 12th edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
So what I have for some younger guys out there that are trying to get into picking women up.
I still got my Ann Keefe laugh though.
Yeah, you do.
Ann Keefe.
But trying to get into picking up girls and things like that, you started a sentence off where I think no guy should start off like this when he says, "Ladies, don't take this the wrong way, but fat
that's
women."
That's the worst. Yeah. You're right, I did.
Yeah.
But I don't want anybody to mishear it.
No.
Somebody just turns on the radio and says, "Really fat women." That's all they hear. Well, before that, I said the best voices come from. Yeah.
Well, I know my next catch-up line. That's easy. You know, meet a big lady. So, well, you must have a great voice.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, and you know, some people don't like the word fat. I do. That just says what it is, fat.
Well,
next
time you're worried about saying sensitive to something. The next time you're worried about saying something sensitive to fat people, just text me and let me say it, because I'm a little fat myself, and if I say it, it's fat on fat crime. And
no,
and man, that's allowed,
fat crime.
Right?
No.
And Limey and Dan and Frank, you guys aren't allowed, because that's like a white guy saying the N-word to a black guy. Only black guys can say the N-word to black guys, because that's black on black crime. Only I am allowed to say sensitive things to fat people, because it's fat on fat crime.
Wow. Louis, you know who Louis Anderson is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The very first time I ever saw Louis Anderson, it was on television. I don't remember where it was. It was just on TV. And I turn on the TV, and out he walks. And I'm like, Louis Anderson, he walks out. And sometimes you'll see a stand-up comic you've never seen before, and immediately, depending on how they start off, you love him. Or you go, "Nah, this guy's not funny." I remember the first two things he said. He walked out, and he's standing behind a regular mic on a stand. And he steps to the side. He said, "Let me step over here so the mic doesn't block my view. You get a better look at me." Like you couldn't see him anyway. And then just a few minutes into his bit, he takes out a handkerchief and he wipes his forehead. It's just dripping with sweat. He said, "I'm sorry." He said, "But fat people sweat. If we don't, we'll explode." John, and I just thought, okay, I like this guy.
John Panette was another one. Show me the buffet guy. Oh, he used to make me laugh so hard with his fat jokes. And unfortunately, all those fat guys, they're all dead.
Louis still around.
Well, most of the real heavy set, you know, comedians, entertainers, though, they don't, you know, like Chris Farley and
John Candy,
you know, all died when they were 43, you know, right in that area. So I don't think John Panette made it past. I don't think John Panette made it to 50.
But you've also got to give credit to some cocaine as well. Like, that helped a lot with their deaths.
Was Farley, that was a drug overdose, wasn't it?
Yep.
Well, sure, it was weight combined.
Oh, yeah.
Throw cocaine into the mix, that messes things up. Mm-hmm. So, does anybody have anything to say?
I have two quick ones, Frank.
All right. This is Tim Woodburn. He is a private investigator and the newsman for the show that you're listening to right now on 590 The Fan. Tim, it's all yours.
Frank, we talked last week.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm following Dan's footsteps.
Yeah.
Dan's the leader of the show. He's been on the longest. It's only my 71st show. We joked last week on the air.
He has seniority, or for the Hispanic listeners, seniority. See what I did there? Senor? Yeah, go ahead.
Very funny.
We joked last week about foot-in-mouth incidents that broadcasters have made on the radio or in life, and you told your story about the joke where the guy got beheaded, and I told my story about the white guy up for the black guy, and, you know, NBC, which is carrying the Winter Olympics this year, fired a broadcaster. I found this out as I was researching the news today. They fired an analyst that they hired for this year's Winter Olympics. His name is Joshua Ramo.
I heard this story.
This is the Japanese comment.
He credits. So, you know, South Korea was taken over by Japan from 1910 to the end of World War II, whatever that was, 45, 46. And then, you know, U.S. and Russia came in and they split it up into North Korea and South Korea. But South Koreans hated the Japanese because they brutalized it for 35 years. They bring this guy in for one broadcast, and he credits the South Koreans' Olympic medal total and their overall performance in the Olympics as a result of their Japanese lineage.
Oh.
And NBC fired him after one show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that makes
sense. One show, they fired the guy after they brought him in to specifically talk about the area.
I just got a text from Taylor Nickerson. He can't even wait to get in here. It says, today is not a holiday. Hang on here. Let me pull this up so I read the whole thing. Today is not a holiday in Illinois, because he would know. He teaches German at Columbia High School in Columbia, Illinois. Next Monday, combined with Washington's birthday, President's. So they wait like everybody else. I didn't know that. I thought Illinois is such a big Lincoln country, they'd take both days. But according to high school teacher and tech guy Taylor Nickerson, that is not the case. So thank you, Taylor, for that update. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tim.
That was Burke segment one of two. Burke segment
okay, now part two.
Burke segment two of two. Do you know what a poacher is, Frank?
Yes.
Well, a poacher is somebody who hunts illegally. That's my, you know, kills things illegally,
right,
and you know, scavenges like ivory and stuff.
So yeah, there's a park in Africa called Kruger National Park where apparently a poacher went in with a high-powered rifle to search after something, and authorities found him yesterday. They found his rifle in his head, and five yeah, and five lions having a food coma.
Yeah,
where they were close by.
Beautiful.
So
So he goes. But the BBC reported that lions nearby, where this poacher was found with just his head and his rifle, a pack of lions nearby was found poisoned about a couple of weeks before, and they only had their heads and their paws removed.
Yeah.
And they left the carcasses there. They weren't there for the fur and whatnot. So BBC did a report as to why would poachers go after just the jaw, the head, and the paws of lions, and not after their fur, the rest of their body, or whatever.
Right.
And it's because, right, and I can't make this up, it's because African doctors apparently are treating erectile dysfunction with lion paws and and lion teeth.
Now, you're talking about like actual doctors or like witch doctors?
Actual doctors.
Wow. Lion paws.
Lion paws. Just the bones.
Extract something out of the bone marrow?
I was going to say, they can't make a fist with their paws.
Tell them to... No, like you go to PetSmart and you get the deer antlers that the dogs chew on. It's you got two choices in Africa if you got erectile dysfunction. You got a little blue pill, or you can gnaw on this lion paw bone.
Wow, those are
your two. I'm just trying to imagine the conversation that the doctor has with the patient. There, here are your two choices: you have this pill, or you can gnaw on this lion paw.
Now, what nationality is that doctor?
Yeah, right.
Where is he from?
It's a secret.
Oh, okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I've got a little something.
This is Limey Phillips. Take it away, Limey.
So yesterday, I well, for the first time ever, and I'm still kind of like, I don't really know how to feel about this, but I ate turkey bacon yesterday, and I don't really feel like I actually ate any bacon. I just kind of like tasted like...
It's not bad.
It was. I cooked it in the oven because I didn't really know, like, you know, can I do it in the pan or whatnot? And it just kind of tasted like ham, really. So I was just a little bit like, has anybody else ever tried turkey bacon?
Yeah, I have, and I'm not a huge fan of turkey bacon.
I prefer,
bacon.
Like, you know, pig bacon.
Yeah. So.
If you're going to go fat. Don't eat no turkey burger.
Like
have a heavy hamburger.
Bacon.
Have a hamburger.
Eat bacon.
Eat
pig
bacon.
Pig's nasty, sloppy pig bacon.
Pig
if you're going to go bacon.
And all bacon, right. I can't take credit for this term, but it was Glenn Zimmerman that said, called bacon meat candy. That is perfect.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, next door, it is meat candy.
Candied bacon. Yes.
At that joint next door? Holy cow, is it good.
They dip it in bourbon and they put brown sugar on it. I mean, what wouldn't taste good dipped in bourbon with brown sugar on it?
They do dip it in bourbon?
Forget the bacon. Whoa. They don't need the bacon. Just put some brown sugar in the bourbon and drink it. They don't need the bacon. Limey, do you have anything else?
No, that was it. I was just, I didn't really know, like, you know, I mean...
I've had turkey bacon. It's all right. It's okay. You know, like yesterday, my wife got a veggie burger. It looked like a hamburger.
Ugh.
It did. It looked like it, but it wasn't. It was a veggie burger. Dan, did you have anything?
That sounds way too close to something else.
What?
A veggie burger. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have something.
You know that great joke, what's another name for a lesbian? Vegetarian.
Yeah.
I'd like to lose the bronchitis and just keep the laugh. Just keep that whiskey kind of smoker laugh. I'd like to just hang on to that. But to do that, I'd have to keep the bronchitis. Here's Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
I talked to my mom today, and I know. I talk to her a lot, but she, with the ice and everything going on, she lives out in Bourbon, so the roads got pretty slick, so she ended up staying with someone else at someone else's house. And this lady that actually is kind of a caretaker and helps senior citizens out, she went over to pick my mom up to actually take her home, and they started talking. Her name is Kathy Johnson, and she's gone on a couple of trips with us. And so I just thought that I wanted to say hi to Kathy Johnson that has gone on some trips with us. And she's actually leaving for the Dominican Republic this Saturday. So I'm
that's
jealous
not
on
segment,
that.
But, yeah. Material. It's not really Burke segment.
It's not?
That's like a hello to somebody. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're
going to
strike that from the record. We're striking it from the record. It's inadmissible.
Okay.
And we'll bring it out later.
All right.
So, all right. Well, let's close it, Limey.
I gotta figure out where this
officially
little thing just broke.
Burke segment is officially.
No, I'm serious.
That's
serious?
The wrong one.
Burke
uh-oh
segment
uh-oh
is officially.
This is,
he
this
only
is,
does this every
there we go
day.
Yeah, the Burke
my
segment
little,
is
there,
closed.
There
is. Are you
serious? So,
I wish I could do play by play what just happened.
So here's a good. I got a great story. That, I don't know, something one of you said just reminded. This just happened yesterday. I was in. Let's just say it's one of those Sam's Costco stores. Okay. And you know how they have the people giving out samples of food, usually in a little paper cup or something?
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's great. If you walk the whole store, you don't have to eat the rest of the day because you can get, you know, like a cheese cracker thing and then some kind of meat and a dessert. But this woman was giving out some sort of pre-mixed salad, and it wasn't bad. And she had samples, and I said, "What is this?" before she handed it to me. She said, "Oh, it's our new organic something." I said, I don't want it because it's organic. I don't like organic stuff. And, of course, my wife walks away. She just walks away. She's not going to even be part of this. And the girl said, "Well, what do you mean?" I said, "Well, it's like a lot of stuff people think is organic. They don't really even know what organic means. And sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it's not a big deal for it to be organic. And it's just one of those buzzwords and a label, kind of like gluten." I said, "Now, and this young girl, a millennial girl, I said, what do you think the deal is with gluten?" She said, "Well, a lot of people are allergic to it." I said, "No, they're not. A very, very tiny, tiny percentage of people. Like, not even 1% allergic to gluten. It's just a complete big bunch of hype." And then here's what she said to me. She said, "Well, you know, you could be right because people are drawn to the gluten-free thing." And then she said, "We sell coconut oil here at Costco." Oh, it was Costco. I just
nope
let it. She said, "We sell coconut oil, and, you know, we sold X amount of cases or jars or whatever per month." And then the company put on, first of all, coconut oil is automatically gluten free. And I'm pretty sure she said coconut oil, but whatever it was, the product itself has no gluten in it. But they started putting on the container gluten free. Now, I never had gluten, but once they put it on, she said it tripled their sales.
Wow.
All of a sudden, people who never before would have ever bought, and I think it was coconut oil, started buying it just because of the word gluten free. Now, and that's what here's what this reminded me of. People will go into like Chinese restaurant, and they'll go, "I want to make sure there's no MSG."
Oh yeah.
Now they think they're allergic to MSG, or that it's going to give them a headache, or whatever. And a lot of it's just BS in their heads. So, I finally had a restaurant owner tell me years ago. He showed me on the menu where they have no MSG added. Now, he said that right there on the menu always satisfies the people who don't want any MSG. He said, "But look what it says. It says no MSG added." He said, "This food's full of MSG. We just don't add any more to it." And I thought, This is fantastic. This is again, it proves my theory. That it's like, remember I told you I saw that somebody sent me a picture, and I don't know if it was in this country, but it was a stack of diet water. Oh, it was bottled water, and it had diet water on it, and people were buying it. That's folks, water has no calories. It's diet on its own. It's water.
Oh, but they claim the way that it's treated helps you hydrate better while you're working out. We had this discussion on the air.
I don't care what they claim. I claim it's taking advantage legally of people's stupidity and naivete. Because I'm telling you, man, the right people... When the right people put the right words together, they make a lot of money off people who... One more last example, and we've talked about this before too, new and improved. According to the FDA, the only thing that has to be new and improved is the package says new and improved. Right there, the product is new and improved because you put those words on it that weren't there before. Nothing in the package is different. It's the same thing. But if you put new and improved, whew... That's the one people will buy. They don't want the old one anymore.
Now, you want to get guys to eat more salad or something like that. Put those bags of salad and put orgasmic on there instead of organic.
Comes with testosterone.
Now you're talking. Oh, yeah. My God. You guys are both banned.
We've got to do some business or we'll be out of business. That's the business of Window World. Window World is in the window business. It's pretty easy to figure that out because the name is Window World. They've only been around, I think, still shy of 15 years. Coming up on 15 years. Not a long time compared to a lot of other businesses, a relatively short period of time to become the number one selling replacement window in the United States, which is what they are. Now, they have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Only two windows have that. They're one of the two. The other one, more expensive. They have a lifetime warranty, includes everything. And they have 15 months, same as cash financing, with approved credit. And they'll come to your house. They'll do a free in-home estimate. It's just a flat-out great value, which is why it's the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Now, this weather, you know, it's 13 at night, and then Thursday, 65. It's all over the place. But you've had enough really cold weather to know whether or not the air that you don't want coming into that house is coming in around those windows. And if it is, think about that window times however many windows are in the house. That's a lot of heat that's going outside that you want to stay inside, and a lot of cold air coming in that you wish would stay out. So if the time is here or near, Window World, that's all we ask, is that you give them a chance to come out, show you what they do, give you an estimate, tell them your AM and the PM. And sadly, we still do not have one bid for Dan's band, the Seven Dwarfs, to play at a private function for you.
Seventh Planet band, yeah.
What is it?
Seventh Planet.
Yeah. The actual whole band for like 3-4 hours. Yeah. Dan said they'd play 4 hours if you want them to. The bidding will start at $2,000. We're still waiting for that $2,000. We'll get it. I know how this works. I've been through this before. You folks think, when is that again? Oh, May 19th. Well, we'll just wait a while. It's stressful. You're going to give us a heart attack doing that. We need somebody to just jump right in here and go, $2,000. I'll take that band. We'll put them in our backyard, or we have a big house, or I'm an Elks member, the Elks Lodge. We'll go to the Elks Lodge. We'll have a good old time and invite all our friends there. That's a great deal. So, you can do that. What's the best way you think, Dan, for them to get? You can call. You actually just call here and say, put me down. Give us a name and number, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. Or you can just email me. That's easy. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com. And don't forget how charitable these folks are at Window World. That trivia night that's coming up, and that $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000, whatever we get for Dan's band, all of that goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, where this year I'm pretty sure they will hit the $1 million mark in terms of how much they will have given by the end of this year to St. Jude. Window World, if you want to know more, windowworldstlouis.com.
Let's check traffic right now with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Accident cleared Kings Highway at Lindell. Now we have a crash on Euclid at Laclede. Volume westbound 64 past Hampton to Big Bend. Crowded northbound 170 into Page and westbound Page stacking up at 170. Get a leg up on everyone else's breakfast by getting yours delicious and free. Every Wednesday in February, participating St. Louis Chick-fil-A's are offering a free Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit to guests before 10:30 a.m. No purchase necessary. Limit one per person per visit while supplies last. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
590 The Fan has merged all of its social media to 590 The Fan accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Now you are able to easily find all of your favorite sports news and features in one convenient location. Check out the latest content on the all-new 590thefan.com and download our 590 mobile app on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like 590 The Fan on Facebook and Instagram and follow us on Twitter for the most up-to-date sports news and notes from around the area. That's the all-new 590thefan.com.
This is Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. One of the many great lessons that my brother Tony and I have learned over the years from our mom is not to be greedy. We began our company back in 2006 with the same advice instilled in our business practice. Since we buy our Bosch appliances factory direct, we pass that savings on to our customers. How do you think we came up with the motto, our savings are your savings? We have now grown from one Appliance Discounters location to the sixth one in Fairview Heights, Illinois. We feel very fortunate that we can pass our Bosch savings on to you.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. This year, the Home Loan Expert team wants to give you the ultimate suite experience for the best basketball tournament down south. What's included? 12 tickets for you and your friends to enjoy the game. A personal bartender to serve you free food and beer. Private security to make sure no one bothers you during the games. And your own personal bathroom. To win the THLE Champion Suite Giveaway, fill out your entry form today at thehomeloanexpert.com. No purchase necessary. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
It's Cam Jansen here, and I want you guys to check out Midwest Motors in Eureka. Actually, it's 1400 South Outer Road in Eureka, Missouri. And I tell you this right now, they got all kinds of stuff going on. Trucks, small cars, they got commercial vehicles. Obviously, they are a full-service shop and independent dealer. My family and myself included have brought our cars down there for years. Whether it's a tire change, whether it's an oil change, they always take care of us. Art and Meg have a great thing going over there at Midwest Motors. 1400 South Outer Road in Eureka. Great people. And great town.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the Dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
This is Sean Vinson with Vinson Mortgage. When it's this cold outside, we spend a lot of time in our homes. We see things we want to remodel, repairs that need to be made, or even how small our house can feel at times. Vinson Mortgage can address those needs using your home's value. Call St. Louis's original mortgage professionals, Vinson Mortgage. No free gimmicks, no fake advertised rates, just good old monthly savings. Call the name you know and trust, Vinson Mortgage. 314-839-9999. That's 839-9999. Or chat live at VinsonMortgage.com. NMLS number 225095. 12801.
Oh, hey.
Let's get down to some business, Hill.
This is Tom from Salt and Smoke.
Okay.
Have you been to the Hamptons? It's cool. Jay-Z and stuff.
That's right, that's right.
You got barbecue right there! And you didn't invite me! Hurt my feelings!
Salt and Smoke now also has happy hour with $2 shots and barbecue sliders from 9 to 11 or 12 p.m. Post Meridian.
You said that with a straight face.
After Meridian.
One more quick bit of business. Day 13 of the bronchitis from hell. And after that business, I see we have a phone call. Maybe we did something wrong or we misspoke. I will take that call. I'll do this business, take that call, share some thoughts about the opening of the Olympics. I didn't intend to start watching this soon, but I got locked onto a couple of things. And like the kid from Colorado, Red Girard, snowboard slope style, gold medal already. 17 years old.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. We'll talk more in a minute. have a new heating and cooling system as of about a month ago. It's an American Standard system. I didn't choose that brand. It was chosen for me by the folks at Matheny because when we realized that it has seen better days and it was time to bring out the bagpipe player, I just said, look, you tell me. Yeah, not any one brand. I know that's a great brand, American Standard, so I'm comfortable with that. But I said, based on the house and the way it's built and the way the vents are positioned and their cold air returns and all of that stuff, you put in what you think will do the job. And I more than likely, I don't know, depends on how long I'm going to live, I may not ever have to do this again. This should be around for a while. If your heating and cooling system's time is up, I have the company that you really ought to talk to before you make a decision about replacement, and that's Matheny. The same company we want you to talk to just come out and check the system or, you know, fix what's wrong or make sure it's good to go for the rest of the winter and the summer. And that, of course, too, is Matheny. Third generation, family business, 76 years. You need to be in St. Louis or St. Charles County, either one. Sorry, everybody else, but that's the deal. If you're home or your business is in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, they would love to add you to the list of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other homes and businesses that rely on Matheny to keep them warm or keep them cool or somewhere in between. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Let me talk to, as this is Blind Bob on the phone.
Blind Bob. The phone and,
And I thought it was the same thing, Robert and Bob, but it's two different people.
Oh, yes.
Switch me back yeah, to Robert, because Robert's been holding a long, long time. Yeah. Let me go to Robert first. He's been holding a long time. Hello, Robert. How are you?
Hey, Frank. How are you? I'm A&PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up, Robert?
Well, I know I haven't heard the problem solver since you guys moved, but I hope Dan said you still have them, and I need the problem solvers.
Well, this is going to be good. Let's see what Lime is capable of here. Well, you've called the right place because we are
the problem solvers.
Way to go. Way to go, Limey. Robert, what's the problem?
Well, the problem is it's not really my problem, but my in-laws, and they came to me with it, and I said, I don't really have the advice, but I think I know who does. I could give it a shot. Okay. What they did... they bought a brand new car, never had a brand new car before. They went out and bought a brand new car, all excited. Well, after they signed the papers and the salesman showed them how to work all the gadgets on this thing, it was, night had fallen, it was dark, but there was lights and a lot. Well, they kind of walked around it and they noticed a little blemish on the back bumper cover.
Is this a new car or pre-owned
car? Brand new car.
Brand new car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never awful. And so they mentioned it to the salesman, and they ended up, they pulled it inside where there was light and looked at it. And on the back bumper, it's just a, it looks like a gouge, but it looks like the paint, just a little chip of paint is off of there. And then the other thing is they looked across the hood, and you got to catch it just right in the light. Most people wouldn't see it. The light just hit it right, and they saw just a couple little bumps, blemishes, real tiny. Right. And it kind of took the wind out of their sails. The car place said, bring it in, and they will take care of it. They'll have that bumper taken care of and whatever. And I'm just wondering, you know, what would you do if you bought a new car like that and found that?
I would do exactly what they've done. Say, you know, make it right. And if they make it perfect, I'd have no problem. Because here's the deal. Most people are unaware when they buy a car that it may very well, in the process of transporting it to the dealership, might have been just barely bumped or dinged or whatever. I had a car dealer told me that a long, long time ago. It's not usual, but it's not unusual either. It's as long as it's minor and they make it like new, it's no big deal, and you never knew it anyway. It's kind of like I used to work in a furniture store, and sometimes the furniture would come in and like the leg of a chair, like wooden legs on a chair, would have a scratch. We'd take it back in the back and touch it up, and it was as good as new. You never know. So I would say it all depends on
whether or not they can make it like it was never there. And if they can't, all right, then we got a problem. I want another car. They haven't titled it yet. They haven't titled it yet, right?
No, they haven't titled it. I mean, it's in their possession.
Yeah, I wouldn't title it till it's perfect. And here, once you do that, then you're screwed.
And here's something a lot of people don't know about, and you can double check this with Londoff too. But it doesn't matter what kind of paperwork you sign; you don't take ownership of that car until you drive that off of their lot. Once you take it out onto the street, that's when you take ownership. You can sign all the papers you want, and that car's sitting on their lot, and you've never driven it off their lot.
But you can also drive a car off the lot and not take it. Sometimes they say take it home for the day, take it home for a night, see what you think. I mean, you can do that.
Oh yeah,
I say it's too early to be mad or upset with anybody because if they're as minor as you say they are, they probably make it like it was never there.
Right. I guess their problem is they got this brand new car they saved up for, and it's already got damage, so to speak, on it. Nothing major, but if they can't make it right, I told them bumpers, I don't know if them bumpers could be matched. If they ordered a whole new bumper, I don't know if that could be matched to the car. And that hood, if they sand on that, I wouldn't like that idea.
I wouldn't like it either. Unless, again, it's perfect. I also get the sense here this car was not bought from Johnny Londoff. Am I right?
Nope. I didn't.
Well, this is your biggest. These are in-laws. Yeah. These are in-laws. Yeah. Here's your biggest problem, Robert. You got some knucklehead in-laws who don't know where to buy a car. That's your actual problem.
Yeah.
And I know they're in-laws. You can't pick your in-laws. They come along with the territory when you get married. But that's the saddest part of this story to me, is that they didn't buy the car. That's the root. And they didn't listen to you.
They said Johnny Londoff doesn't carry the car they were looking for. Otherwise.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. What did they buy? Can I ask what they buy?
I'd rather not say right now.
Okay. All right. Is it something like real outrageous, like they couldn't have possibly shopped at Londoff like a Bentley or Jaguar or Aston Martin or something, or even a Mercedes?
Oh, no.
It's more like Ford, Dodge,
Chevy. It's just not a Chevy, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Let's just say a Japanese car.
Okay.
They make some fine cars. They do. Everybody makes fine cars. But I think your problem, when you call and say you need the problem solvers, your problem is your in-laws buy a car at the wrong place, and that's your problem. They're not AM and the PM, or they wouldn't have done that. That's sad. I feel bad for you and for them. You just need to love them, and you need to just try to make them realize that they're not perfect, and you understand that, and it's okay that they made this horrible mistake. And maybe, just maybe, this is kind of payback for not being AM and the PM, is the end up of this car with blemishes on it.
Yeah, just
teach
them.
That could be, too. Yeah, teach them. Be patient with them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they are relatives of your wife, so be careful.
Right.
Be very careful.
I told them I would call, because I know Frank's a car guy, and yeah, Frank's pretty particular of his cars. And
I look at it in street light, daylight, night light, moonlight, sunlight, every light. Yeah, I'd be the same way. But
so you would happy. You would be happy if they said, "We'll fix it," and if it looks acceptable, you'd be satisfied.
I say that assuming that it's as minor as you say it is, so minor that they didn't even see it. Assuming that, but I'd have to see what we're talking about.
Where you said light just hit the hood the right way.
Right, the hood just the right way, but that back bumper, they saw that in the dark.
Yeah.
And I saw it when I came and looked at it, and the guy hand washed it, and I'm thinking, how could he have missed that?
Oh, they could repaint the back bumper completely, and
it matched perfectly.
Tell.
It's all computer matching. Yeah, really a perfect match. Yeah, no, I wouldn't have a problem with that. All right, let us know how it turns out. Let us know how the work turns out.
I sure will.
Thank you, Robert. All right, I'm going to talk to Blind Bob real quick here. Blind Bob, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Frank. Hey, I had to come in last week. You told one of my favorite blind jokes. And it was the one about the the fellow who, I mean, the family who got on the bus. You remember which one?
Oh, yes,
about
with the stick, tap, 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 tap. Yeah, if you put rubber on the end of that stick,
we'd all be taking the bus. Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad you liked it, Bob.
Great. That's a great joke. And I wanted to say, you know, you made a comment. We were talking about all this harassment a couple weeks ago. It does seem like as things progress, pretty soon we're not going to be giving anybody hugs or we'll probably not even be shaking hands because, you know, even now, you know, with all this flu going around, people won't shake hands with you because they're afraid of getting the flu.
Oh, that's why people bump knuckles now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That'll be a good challenge for a blind person.
To bump knuckles?
Yeah.
I have somebody's face in my... knuckles in my face, huh?
Yeah. You have no way of knowing they're holding their knuckles.
No,
up
I have no idea. It's like this, give me five. Well, I don't know where their five is. You know, they stick their hands out.
Well, you just stick your hand up, and then we'll knuckle you. That's
Bob is a blind guy, though. Bob, you're in the best situation you could be with regard to this sexual harassment stuff. Because reach out and feel a woman's boobs, that's how you that's your sight. That's how you kind of size somebody.
Yeah,
up.
Well, that's the way I look at it too. But they don't
or act like it's an accident.
Way.
Go, oh, sorry, yeah, I thought that was your shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, that was your breast. I'm sorry.
Well,
I didn't
sorry
mean
about that. Yeah, well,
I didn't mean to grab it and hang on to it.
Yeah,
for five
right.
Minutes.
I didn't mean to help.
By the way, they're pretty nice.
Yeah.
I guess there's not a lot good about being blind, but here's a situation where it can come in handy. You kind of are off the hook for any sexual harassment.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a... You know,
how come we haven't heard from you for a while?
Blindness does have its privileges.
It does. How come, Bob, we haven't heard from you for a while? Where have you been?
Well, actually, I'm taking training. I've got to go back to work. I'm trying to go back to work. So I'm spending a lot of time with getting computer training, finding out
driving
what...
lessons.
Yeah, taking driving lessons. I'm gonna
listen.
I told my rehab counselor I want to be a truck driver.
Well, Bob, don't wait so long to call us. Okay,
I will try. It has been about 3 months, I think. And
I'm looking at an article, actually an email that I haven't had a chance to get around to yet. And maybe you guys will remember, there was something, and we were talking about somebody went, and you could go to this course where you get a feel for what it's like to be blind. Remember that? They blindfold you, and
they put you in the...
Well, Bob, before you say
something,
anything, I get this email from somebody that says it's an event called Dining in the Dark.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I've never been to that, but...
Well,
I wonder,
you wouldn't know. Maybe you were there. You're blind.
Maybe
you were actually there.
Maybe you were there and didn't know it. Yeah.
Maybe, you know, if they did that more than once a year, I might be able to get a job.
Well, it's a fundraiser for the foundation Fighting Blindness.
Fighting Blindness. Yeah.
You could be the ballet. It's,
the ballet.
It's a fundraiser for them.
Hey, that's a great idea, Dan. I could become pretty good at parking cars.
Oh, yeah.
I'll hang on to this. We'll talk about it later. But Bob, call us. Don't wait so long.
I will. Right? I will call more often. And
everything's okay.
Jeannie,
your wife's
hello.
Okay. Jeannie.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell Jeannie we said hi.
She's not working anymore either. That's why I've got to try and find something pretty quick.
Well, hold on a minute. So. Hold on. You've got a woman who pretends to care about you, yet she lets her blind husband go out in traffic, find his way to work when she's perfectly capable of working, yet she quits. What the heck?
Actually, no, they let her go.
Ah,
they
that's
let her
different.
Go. And,
well,
and then in November of this year, she fell and broke her wrist.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's terrible.
So, it's all,
you know.
As Gilda Radner used to say, it's always something.
Yeah,
I liked Gilda Radner. I liked Gilda Radner. I miss her a lot.
She died way too soon. Bob, nice
certainly
to hear from
did.
You. Please,
okay.
Please don't wait so long, okay?
I won't.
All right, Bob. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. The great blind Bob. Completely blind. He's taught us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He has. about being blind because he answers any question you ask him about being blind. And we've asked him questions nobody else would ever
very personal
ask. Certainly. Very personal things. And he's real good about sharing his life with us. All right. Now, before we get... Taylor Nickerson comes in next hour. He's our tech guy. So if you have any tech questions, this is the guy. Taylor Nickerson, 4 o'clock hour. Good feed. Everybody listening who is in pain. Plantar fasciitis. That's a very painful thing. And it obviously the pain is all in your foot or feet. I don't know if you get it in both feet. It's probably like 1 foot at a time. But it's the number one reason people go into the Good Feet stores, and that makes sense. Good feet, pain in the foot. But there are thousands of people in this country who found pain relief in a place they never expected to find it because the pain was somewhere other than their feet. It was knee or hip or back or even headaches. And like you, they had nothing to lose by going in. You don't have anything to lose. You go in, you tell them what hurts. You'll take your shoe off, leave your sock on. They'll take an impression. This all takes just a few minutes. And they'll look at that impression and see where the unnecessary, undue, extreme amount of pressure is being put on your feet. And they'll try a couple of things, a couple of inserts, a couple of arch supports. And hopefully, you'll get up and walk around and go, I can't believe this. What a difference.